rock you back, right back.
Kevin 104, Hip Hop and R&B, Dee Dee in the Morning with Lady Jade and Michael Sean. And I got to tell y'all something right now. We got a lot of talent in Dallas-Fort Worth, okay?
Yes.
This next young lady here in the studio with us, she's written a book and 24 years old. Wow. And she wrote the book called The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. Y'all give it up for Bree Daniels.
Yay.
That's
nice.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Bree, you're 24 years old.
I am 24.
And you wrote, how long did it take you to write this book?
It took about, I started in March and I finished in November. So how many months is that?
Wow.
Damn.
So, I mean, this is impressive that at your age, you're writing books already.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I felt led to write it, and so I was, I prayed, and I was like, Lord, this is your book, so whatever your deadline is, that's that's the deadline I'm going
to meet. I love the way you talk to the Lord. She said, Lord, it's your book, so it's your book, so whatever happens, happens, Lord.
Exactly.
So you said you were led, like, what was it? I mean, was it just the Holy Spirit talking to you?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like it was the Holy Spirit, and so it actually came up, after a conversation I had with one of the girls that I work in ministry with, because my church is actually in New Orleans, and so there's just some conversations we were having and some stuff she was saying to me, and I was like, that doesn't seem right. And so I was writing an article for this magazine called Sessie Magazine that I write for, and they're geared towards girls between the ages of 13 and 19. And so in writing that, I felt like I was like, okay, so this article is about self-esteem, but I want you to expand it to a book. And so I was like, well, what's it going to be? And literally, like, I could hear him audibly. He's like, it's going to be called The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose.
Wow.
I just
that's
want you to
amazing.
Know Michael Sean may not say anything because he's really uncomfortable with smart and spiritual at the same time.
he didn't know what to do.
He's not going to ask any questions.
I don't understand how he's able to work with me then, because that's me, Jade.
Really, Dee Dee?
I know. It's been tough, huh, Michael Sean?
No, it just makes me realize what a failure I am.
The girl,
she really is. She's 24. She got articles and magazines and writing books.
So I take it you're an avid book reader then.
Yes, I love reading.
Growing up as a kid, you used to read a lot of books?
Always reading, always writing, and I write in the intro that I won like this poetry contest when I was in the fourth grade, and it was open to the entire school, and we had kindergarten through eighth grade, and so I was like, oh, okay, and I mean, I won like a teddy bear with some chocolates and a heart and something like that, because it was for Valentine's Day, but I was just like, okay, this is something I, you know, can always see myself doing, so.
That's
pretty amazing, because I won a poetry contest myself.
No, you didn't.
Real talk, but bring it in for y'all, I really did.
All right, bring it in. Okay.
In high school, I won.
Sure.
I didn't even know.
Okay. There were only two kids at your school.
I know. Bree Daniels.
We have a lot in common.
We are talking to Bree Daniels, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. So as I go through it, I love this. Prepared for your purpose. All right. That's one of the chapters. A divine design. Lions, tigers, and bears. What are you talking about here?
Oh, my.
So at my church, I go to Franklin Avenue in New Orleans, and we do this class called the New Beginners class. And so in that class, we talk about your spiritual gifts. We talk about your passions and your personality. And so the personality test actually comes from David Smalley from the Smalley Institute. And it's basically like, okay, if you have this type of personality, if you're a lion, then that means you're aggressive. If you're an otter, that means that you like to have fun. And if you're a beaver, you're analytical.
She's a lion. He's an otter.
Yeah, I'm definitely an otter.
You're an otter, yeah.
And do you see DDT? She's definitely the beaver.
That is awesome. Okay, so wait, and here's another one I love. These are some of your you know,
welcome
chapters.
Welcome to our spiritual world.
I know. But I love this. She says the importance of prayer.
Yes.
That's important, definitely. Quiet time and the Sabbath. I love that. And then what does it mean to be a disciple? Come on, girl, explain that chapter.
So for me, I talk about how the word evangelism is super scary, because you're like, okay, you know, I love the Lord, but do I need to be beating people's doors down? Like, you need to love Jesus. Right, are you going to hell? And so at my church, we walked through this discipleship book, and it was basically talking about, you know, there's a lot of Christians in the world, but there aren't a lot of disciples. It's people who align themselves with God, and they are walking as Christ walks. And so it's like, okay, if I say I'm a disciple, then that means that people should look at me and I should be reflecting Christ. And so what it talks about, what it means to be a disciple, it means that people need to be able to look at, you know, the way that you give and the way that you live and the way that you conduct yourself, the kind of conversations you have, the company you keep, and all of those things should reflect Christ. And in that, you know, showing your discipleship.
Wait, you're 24.
24.
Wow. I just realized in this moment that Michael Sean is a failure.
Yeah.
I I really am.
No, I'm kidding.
Like,
no,
the more she talks, I realize.
You're
yes.
amazing.
You really, really are. And this is great for young girls. Like,
yes,
if they're
14 to 22, but nice. There's really something in it for everybody. Like, my grandmommy finished it last week. And she was like, Bree, I learned so much from your book. This is going to sell. This is going to sell.
Oh, so
and she's
sweet.
77.
But you do put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
No, you really do. Because if you're just, you are a walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Testimony,
right?
Yes. Do you ever feel like you might say the wrong thing and somebody will be like, hey, wait a second, you can't say that?
Well, I mean, it always comes back to transparency for me. Like mm-hmm. I said, I work in team ministry, so I'm always telling my kids, like, it's a struggle. Like, I, mm-hmm. you know, just because I'm a Christian didn't mean that when that person says something crazy mm-hmm. to me, I didn't want to pop off. You know
Ooh,
what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
You
know, yeah. There's a 24-year-old coming out.
And even yesterday, I was on the plane on my way here, and a man, I was like, oh, sir, can I sit next to you? You know, flying on Southwest, they don't have assigned seats. And he was like, there's no other seats on this plane.
Oh.
And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to need you to speak. And so what came out of my mouth was, there are a lot of seats, but I really want to sit next to you. And
wow.
he laughed. And so where that could have been like,
yeah.
you know, a big thing of conflict. And everybody was like, oh, what's she going to say? It was just like, yeah, there are. But,
wow.
You know, and then we ended up talking on the plane. So it's just
wow.
those kind of things
See?
Where, you know, the you never know who's watching.
You said this is for
wow.
ages. What age is
14
you
to 22.
I think you need to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Take a copy, Dee.
Yeah, I think I'm even happy.
I mean,
again, it's called The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose by Bree Daniels. Where can they get it?
They can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you know me, I will get you a personal copy myself. And then I'm doing another book signing in Fort Worth, so I'll let you guys know the details about that whenever I
Perfect.
Have
Perfect. You don't mind,
wow.
though, when people ask me to come speak at schools, I can take your book and learn from you.
Yeah.
Use your words, right?
It's perfectly fine. Like I said, I tell people, I'm like, this is God's book, so whoever uses it and spreads the message.
Boy, God's that's book in Dee Dee's hands.
I love it. Congratulations on everything, girl. The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. Give it up for Bree.
Yes,
Daniel.
You're amazing. Go, girl.
Morning time.
Get up and get turned up with Dee Dee in the morning.
You need to wake up.
In the Mad Minute Prank Call. Only on K104.
What's up, y'all? I'm in here chilling with my dentist, Dr. H of Mint Dentistry. I just saw you.